Some of the sugar is complicated because it's a lot of facts and it's very complicated. And you have a sugar like this where it's just complicated because there's so many possibilities. So the whole sugya is like this cloud of possibilities, like an electron or something. It's like hard to pin anything there. Anyway, I was just thinking about the topic of Yehuda Shoenis of Rova. I mentioned at the end of the year we're talking about the Yehuda Shoenis of Rova. All of the Shoenis of Rova have in common that they're all discussing the relationship between the halacha of Tzuras HaPesach and the halacha of Tefach. You need both, is it either or, does one supplant the other? So we have the two three Lashonis. The first Lashon, the way Rashi has the gifts of the three Lashonis, the first Lashon is, you need a Tzuras HaPesach and therefore you don't need a Tefach. Second Lashon, you need a Tzuras HaPesach or a Tefach. The third Lashon, you need a Tzuras HaPesach and a Tefach. So that like lays out all the possible permutations of this relationship. Then there's Mahaikzi Shainam. What exactly is the tefach that we're talking about? What is the tefach that is the subject of this discussion and it is being replaced by Tzuras HaPesach in the middle Lashon, in addition to Tzuras HaPesach in the last Lashon, and so on and so forth. Rashi's Mashma, that we're talking about the basic din tefach. The etzim din tefach. Maybe you know the rab kiti islay, the rab simain kiti islay, whatever it is, various. But we're talking about the basic concept of tefach. So let, for example, in the middle lashon, that it's tzuras hapesach or tefach. So that means if you have a tzuras hapesach, you don't need a tefach at all. That's much more Rashi. Kana mashu mikan, kana gadayim and tafei kula. So that means there's no tefach at all. But that's the nidin of a sugya. You need a tzuras. So it's a Pesach versus the Etzim Din Tefach. The other possibility, this is how the ritual learns the whole sugya, is that we're not talking about the Etzim Din Tefach. The Etzim Din Tefach is non-negotiable. It can never be a tzad that Tzuras HaPesach replaces the Tefach. The whole sugya is talking about the Din of Tefach Seichik. And the ritual learns the whole sugya consistently along those lines. First lesson holds, you need to have a Tzuras HaPesach that replaces the need for a Tefach Seichik. You never need a Tefach Seichik. Because you always have a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is in lieu of a Tefach Seichik. The middle Lashon holds, it's a Tzuras HaPesach or a Tefach Seichik. The last Lashon holds, it's a Tzuras HaPesach plus Tefach Seichik. So, there are two consistent Mahalchim, possible Mahalchim in the Sugya. So I said yesterday, the L'chairah, if you go with this, with the Mahalach of the ritual, go with the Mahalach of the ritual, okay, without any lumbus, just thinking through the chesmah of the sugya without any, sometimes it's helpful, even though lumbus is good, but it's helpful sometimes to think about, you know, what does it look like without any lumbus at all? Without any lumbus, l'chaira, that's how it should help me out. And l'chaira, if you learn like the ritva's mahalach, that the nidin of the sugya is tefach seichik. So the lishna, so then if you hold like the ritva that the nidin of the sugya is tefach seichik, so first of all, then you have to say that Rova basically is in line with it holds like a sima, that there's a concept of tefach seichik. The middle lashon holds you can have a tzuras hapesach instead. The last lashon holds you have to have a tzuras hapesach in addition. Yeah, well, I guess the first lesson holds that maybe you should have a tefach seichik, but you need a tzuras hapesach anyway, so it's obviated. So I guess the halacha l'maaseh that won't be like a simon. But basically, the whole sugya is predicated on a simon. Yeah, halacha l'maaseh, the lishna kama will still not be like a simon. Because lishna kama says you always need a tzuras hapesach, and that replaces the need for a simon. So it's not mamish like a simon, but it's based on the idea of a simon. And the lishna mitzios and the lishna baster would mamish be a simon, and rubber would be like a simon. Moreover, according to the ritva, the lishna kama is very simple. The lishna kama, we could explain very simply. We don't need to inject the notion of chatzi tefach mikan and chatzi tefach mikan. This rashi. According to the lishna kama, very poshut. Lishna kama says you need to have a tzuras hapesach that totally obviates any need for a tefach seichik, and you don't need a tefach seichik, and that's it. That's all the lishna kama says. You still have to have a tefach. Yeah, you'll have a tefach on the side, just like in Lishna Basra. But according to, I said this all yesterday, I'm not right, I want to just add one little nukud at the end. But the chur, that would be a consistent mahalach in the sugya. And that's how the Ritva in fact learns. The Ritva, the Feres, learns that way. The Ritva brings the piece about chatzi tefach mikan and chatzi tefach mikan. The Ritva says stay near it. Doesn't think that makes any sense. And the Ritva says you don't need it. The pshat in Mishnah Kama is the whole sugi is talking about tefach sefer, and all the Mishnah Kama is saying is you have to have a tefach sefer, therefore you don't need a tefach sefer. Of course, you also need to have a tefach. We're not talking about the etzim tefach. You need to have a tefach, but what about but you don't need a tefach sefer because the tefach sefer is necessary and sufficient. On the other hand, if you learn that like the other mahalik, the first mahalik, that the nidin of the sugya is the tefach itself, the fundamental tefach. And the Lishna Kama is saying that the Tzuras HaPesach is necessary. Ein Mikaris Ela B'Tzuras HaPesach. You have to have a Tzuras HaPesach, and that replaces the need for a tefach. Then there's a problem, Lishna Kama. How can you say you don't need a tefach at all? There's a hilcha, so you need a tefach. The Gemara had before Halacha L'Moshe Mishina that you need a tefach. How do you explain that? So then you have to say what Rashi says. Chatzi tefach mikan, chatzi tefach mikan. That's how the sugya ought to set itself. If we don't look too closely into the Rishayim, that would be the Farah, so you would present itself. The two possible Mahafim Lusim. The whole Sugi is there. If Sima Dika Sugi, it's all about Tefach Seifi, then the Lishna Kam is Mamish Gival. So, first of all, one problem that I had was the Ran. Because the Ran, Farah takes elements of both. And on the one hand, when it comes to the Lishna Mitzioso, the Ran learns like the Ritva. That when the Lishna Mitzioso says Tzuris HaPesach or Tefach, should I put the Lushayim on the board? Do we need it? First Lushan is Tzuras HaPesach. How does he have to go? Tzuras HaPesach, I don't know what kind of symbol should we use. You need a Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore you don't need a Tefach. Second Lushan holds Tzuras HaPesach or Tefach. And third Lushan holds Tzuras HaPesach and Tefach. So in the middle lashon, the Ran says, like the Ritva, Tzuras HaPesach or a Tefach? How can you have a Tzuras HaPesach instead of a Tefach? There's a halacha, you need to have a Tefach. You can't have a Tzuras HaPesach instead. The idea behind the Ran's question is, the Ran holds that a Tzuras HaPesach cannot be one of the Tzvani system. So that anyway, the Ran holds you can't use a Tzuras HaPesach for the Shayin Hilchosin, for example, Adam Pitz and Keres. So if there's a halacha, you need a Tefach, you need a Mechitza Tefach, a Tefach, how could a Tzuras HaPesach replace it? Tzuras HaPesach can't replace the Tefach any more than it could replace the Shayin Hilchosin. So therefore, says the Ritva, says the Ran rather, Tefach means Tefach Seifer. Tzuras HaPesach or Tefach Seifer. On the other hand, when it comes to Lishon Kama, the Ran, which says that Tzuras HaPesach replaces the need for a Tefach, the Ran, Chara could have learned, that just means it replaces the need for a Tefach Sefer. Instead, the Ran says, brings the Rashi, that Tzuras HaPesach replaces the need for a Tefach, but there's a hilchus of a Tefach. Rather, it means you take a Chatzi Tefach, Mikan, you build the Tefach into the Tzuras HaPesach, you need a Tzuras HaPesach, and the Tzuras HaPesach absorbs the Tefach into itself. So like the question I asked yesterday was, why did the Ran need to learn that way? Once the Ran is learning Lishna Mitzios like the Ritva, the Tefach means Tefach Soichet. So Haderech Psucha Lefana, we should have learned the Lishna Kama like the Ritva as well. Why does he add one Nekuda? The question is very strong. Because what is it? In the Lishna Mitzios, it says that Tzuras HaPesach, the way the Ran learns, Tzuras HaPesach replaces the need for a Tefach Sechet. That idea is in the Lishna Mitzios. In the Lishna Basra it says that the Lishna Basra says that you always need a Tzuras HaPesach. Whatever else you have, you still need a Tzuras HaPesach. So what we need to do is to take a piece out of the Lishna Basra and a piece out of the Lishna Mitzios. So let's take out of the Lishna Basra the idea that you always need a Tzuras HaPesach. Let's take out of the Lishna Mitzios the idea that a Tzuras HaPesach replaces the need for a Tefach Sechet. And now we'll have a very simple pshat, and that will be my Lishna Kama. the Lishna Kama will hold, in other words, I don't need anything new. To say the Ritz is Pshat in Lishna Kama, the Ran would not need to invent anything new, because he already has all of the pieces. In the Lishna Mitzvah, it already says the idea that a Tzuris HaPesach can replace the need for a Tefach Sefer. In the Lishna Basra, you already see the idea that you always need a Tzuris HaPesach, even if you have a Tefach Sefer. Tefach Sefer does not replace the need for a Tzuris HaPesach. You always need a Tzuris HaPesach. So, I need to know, what's Pshat in Lishna Kama? How can Lishna Kama say there's no Din Tefach? But there's a Halacha of a Tefach. So, very easy Pshat, ready at hand, with all existing elements. You know, I take an element out of the Lishna Bat. I'll take something from the Lishna Bat, from the Lishna Mitzvah, so it's a Pesach replaces the need for Tefach Sefer. I'll take something from the Lishna Basra, so it's a Pesach is always necessary. And maybe that's my Pshat in Lishna Kama. Instead, what does the Rav do? He goes with Rashi to the Halach. Chatzit Tefach Mikan, and Chatzit Tefach Mikan, and that is the Tzuris HaPesach, absorbs into himself the Tefach, the Ikrid in Tefach. What does he need it for? The Gemara, who says the Gemara? Let the Gemara be talking about Tefach Seichik, like the other two Lashonis. Let the Lishna Kama be talking about Tefach Seichik. We won't have to say anything new. Everything will be ready at hand. Very strange what's going on over here in the Rav. So I don't know. I don't know what's happening in the Rav. It's a steer in the Rav. Now, we had a problem also yesterday in Rashi that Rashi seems to learn the whole sugya that we're not talking about Tefach Seichet, we're talking about the Ikid and Tefach. So therefore Rashi, for example, the Lishna Mitzi also says that if you have a Tzuris HaPesach, then you don't need a Tefach at all. Because Rashi's very clear at the end of the Rashi, that if you have a Tzuris HaPesach, all you need, Kodamashu Mikan, Tzuris HaPesach Al-Pei Kula, and there's no need for a Tefach. It can hardly be more explicit that we're talking about the fundamental Din Tefach, and the middle Lashon is saying that if you have a Tzuris HaPesach, you don't need a Tefach, period. Likewise in the Lishna Kama, Rashi says that works out very well. Rashi in the Lishna Kama says that Einu Niteres Elu B'Tzuris HaPesach. Rashi's bothered. What do you mean, Ein Niteres Elu B'Tzuris HaPesach? What happened to the Din Tefach? Yeah, because Rashi was talking about the fundamental Din Tefach, the basic Din Tefach. Where did it go? Rashi says this is there. Rashi's forced to say that the Tzuris HaPesach absorbs the Tefach into itself. Chatzi Tefach Mikan, Chatzi Tefach Mikan. So Rashi is the opposite of the Ritz. Consistently, Rashi learns that we're talking about the basic Din Tefach, not the Din of Tefach. Sorry. What was very strange was that Rashi in the middle, when he talked about the Lishna Mitzvah, Rashi stuck in that Shmiele Mashma that Rava holds like Rav Siman. Where'd that come from? Where is it Mashma here at all that Rava holds like Rav Siman? Rava's talking about Tzuris HaPesach vis-a-vis Tefach. What exactly then? Oh, you say Tefach Eichen Mamidoi? Rava's not talking about Eichen Mamidoi. He's just talking about the basic existence of the Tefach. So where is there any indication that Rava holds like Rav Siman? In the Ritva, Rava has to hold like Rav Siman. That's not true. The Ritva learns the whole sugi is talking about Tefach Seichen. If this Rashi would have been in the Ritva, so the Gevaldik, yeah, of course, the whole sugi has to go like Rav Siman because we're requiring a Tefach Seichen. We're talking about Tefach Seichen. And also I would understand why you're only saying this in Lishna Mitzvah, why not in Lishna Kama? Because Lishna Kama is not like Rav Siman. Lishna Kama says you have to have a Tzuris HaPesach, and that obviates the need for a Tefach Seichen. That halacha is not like Rav Siman. But the Lishna Mitzvah says, no, there is a Din Tefach Seichen, but if you have a Tzuris HaPesach, you don't need it. But if you don't, if there's no Tzuris HaPesach, then you do need it. Well, that's not like Rav Siman. And the Lishna Basra for sure is like Rav Siman. So had this Rashi appeared in the Ritva, then I would say, yeah, Gevaldik, I understand exactly where it fits in. But Rashi's out of the Ritva. For some reason, Rashi is in Rashi. So that was the problem that I said yesterday. So yesterday, I threw out this word, that I threw out this statement that maybe there's two different Maduras of Rashi over here that got scrambled up. But that's the kind of thing you could just say. So I'm still not saying that. But I did see a couple of strange things. The Lishna Kama Rashi, that is Chatzi Tefach Mikan and Chatzi Tefach Mikan, that whole Arichus and Rashi, a long Arichus and Rashi. They even look more in Erevin, says to us, the Pesach is only Kana Mikan, Mikana Mikan. But here, that's exactly what the Rav is saying. Here you need a Chatzi Tefach Mikan and a Chatzi Tefach Mikan, because you have it in Tefach, and that's the Tefach Shom Batayra, and so on. That whole Arichus and Rashi. So first of all, Kimat verbatim is in Tesis. Mila b'mila, the whole arichus of Rashi is in Taisus, and Taisus doesn't say that it's Rashi. Taisus just says it, without mentioning that he's just plagiarizing from Rashi. And also, strangely enough, the Ritva brings this pshat. He's chaylik on this pshat, of course, because the Ritva says that doesn't think that's a good pshat. And he said, no, then we're going to have a sefer to come with. The Ritva brings this pshat and rejects it, but he brings it b'shem Taisus. But the Ritva starts off, the Ritva says, if there's no din tefach, so what do you do with the Ilfasur? So he says that Taisus explains that it's a chatzi tefach mikan and a chatzi tefach mikan. There's a Ritva from Leinira, and I think, no, we're talking about tefach seifik and so on. But why are you calling it from Taisus? It's the Chrashi. Especially the Ritva, whose whole, the Ritva Dakish only refers to him is to spend a lot of time explaining Rashi. The Ritva, that's one of the characteristics of the Ritva, that he spent a lot of time explaining and defending Rashi. So he's like a Rashi, he's a Rashi guy. And here he describes this word to Taisus. Taisus describes it to Taisus, so to speak. It's in Taisus. But why didn't Taisus say that it's Rashi? On the other hand, the Ram does bring it from Rashi. The Ram, when he says this thing, says it from Rashi. So this is already a reliable, though. This already gives me a little bit of a guts to say that there's different, that maybe I'm not so, maybe it's not so far-fetched. That there's different Lashonis over here that are being mixed up. That Taisus didn't have the Lishna Kama, at least. No, doesn't say anything about the Lishna Tziosa, but that in the Lishna Kama, Taisus didn't have in the Rashi about the Chatzi Tefach Mikan and the Chatzi Tefach Mikan. And the Ritva didn't have that in Rashi. It's clear the Ritva didn't have in Rashi. He describes it to Taisus. He holds the Shtickel Torah of Taisus. So the Ritva didn't have in Rashi, in the Lishna Kama, Chatzi Tefach Mikan and Chatzi Tefach Mikan. Well, how could that be? I mean, if we're not talking about Chayek, it's just the regular Tziosa Pesach. So how can there not be a din of tefach? Tzuris Pesach, the place of din of a tefach. How do you learn the Gemara? I mean, Rashi, there's a reason why Rashi is a chatzit tefach, not a chatzit tefach mikan. Because the Lishna Kama says tzuris Pesach replaces the need for a tefach. Well, if it's not absorbing the tefach into itself, that means there's no din tefach. How could there be no din tefach? There's a hilchah, so you need a tefach. So Chayra, the Ritva would say that Rashi holds like him, that tefach means tefach sefach. So the Kitzur, I'm saying, maybe there's a reliable dove over here, that there was talking different Rashis. That the Ritva had a Rashi in which Rashi did not say the Chatzit Tefach Mikan or Chatzit Tefach Mikan, because that Rashi was learning on Derech the Ritva. It's a Gemara about Tefach Soich. And if that's the case, then the Lishna Mitzios is like Rav Siman. And that's the beginning of the next Rashi, the Lishna Barash, but the Lishna Mitzios is like Rav Siman. But then there's the other Rashi, the Rashi that Ran, but the Ran had. Chatzit Tefach Mikan or Chatzit Tefach Mikan. We're not being done in Tefach Soich, we're being done in Ikkid in Tefach. And that's the end of the Baraka, and that's the part of the second Rashi that says that it has a choice of Pesach. You don't need a Tefach at all. Just have a Konami Kan and a Konami Kan with Chana Gabeim, Avtei Kula. Maybe there really are two different versions of Rashi. Maybe one is Rashi and one is the Taisus. Maybe there's two different versions that go over here that got somehow conflated. So I don't have a smoking gun because I don't have in the middle Rashi. I'm saying the main thing I'm saying is the middle Rashi is a koyt. It's half one madura and it's half the other madura. The part of the Rashi in the Lishna Mitziosa that says that it's Rav Simon, that's the Ritva's kind of Rashi. And the part of Rashi that says that it's that when you have a Tzuris Pesach, you don't need a Tefach at all. That's the Ran's version of Rashi. So I don't have a smoking gun for that. That's a very big thing. But I already do see that in the Lishna Kama, and the Lishna Kama is related. How you learn the Lishna Kama is certainly related to how you learn the Lishna Mitziosa. And in the Lishna Kama, I see the failures to these two different versions. Some are showing they had the Rashi, some are showing in the Lishna Kama, the Rashi about Chatzi Tefach Mikan, Chatzi Tefach Mikan. Taisus doesn't seem to have it. The Ritva doesn't seem to have it. The Ran has it. So that gives me a little bit of the guts to say, okay, so maybe they talk about two different versions, and maybe that plays out in the Lishna Mitziosa. Okay. Fine. Moving along. I told him my teacher reads, maybe I should call him the teacher rebel. The Meister, Aloch, the Meister passed my last lesson in Rova. They need to have both. We have a Tefach. Not only do you have a Tefach, but we see from the Meister of the Tana, we passed you to have a Tefach Soichet. With Lovud, and then in addition, you have to have a Tzuris HaPesach. How much of that is deraisa? How much of that is derabbanan? Taisa number three says that tefach tzarichik is derabbanan. Likely it's not tzarichik pesach, it's also derabbanan. The Ritz is moved away that tzarichik pesach and tefach tzarichik are deraisa. It's not clear if the lishna basra that requires both is deraisa. But the Ritva says, there's no big wind up, but the Ritva says that the halacha was that it's not enough to have a tefach by itself. The tefach needs more. Either tefach soichek, or need to have a tzuris ha-pesach, or need some kind of siyuah. Or at least that's how he explains the he's busy with the rabbi over here. He's explaining what's the tzuris ha-pesach, tefach soichek. He's explaining why is tzuris ha-pesach related to tefach soichek. But that's how he's learning the sugya, that the whole sugya is about tzuris ha-pesach being related to tefach soichek. So the Torah HaDvarim, when he's explaining this mahalach, he throws out that the Torah says it's not enough to have a tefach. The Hilchus was not that it's not enough to have a tefach alone. The tefach needs to have help. What kind of help does it need? So the Mishnah Mitzvah says either it's a pesach or a tefach sech. So Mishnah Basra says you need both. I know he doesn't spell that. Does that mean Mishnah Basra holds that's taka the Hilchus? Maybe that's already in Derabbanan. That you should have both. Maybe in the Rice, it's either or. Maybe Derabbanan should have both. Wait a minute, that's not spelled out in it. But the bottom, the etzim zog in the ritual that tzuris ha-pesach and tefach soichek are derived from different concepts. That taka says in the ritual. Anyway, bottom line, we pass like rova, you need tefach with tefach soichek, and you need to have tzuris ha-pesach. So there's a nidin in Iran. Iran discusses. The ritual also discusses. The Rosh also discusses. What about by a sukkah so you can move it? We have to have a past hour. Sukkah so you can move it. Have a valid plus you have lovod. Wait, by the way, you need a tzuris ha-pesach or not? So the Ran says that he thinks that you don't need a tzuris ha-pesach. But since we require a pas valid, the Ran says it's a doifin gomor. And if it's a doifin gomor, then it does not need a tzuris ha-pesach. The requirement of tzuris ha-pesach is only by the third world, but it's not a Deif and Gomer, it's just a Tefach. So that needs the help of a Tzuris HaPesach. But this Deif and Hensoi is a Deif and Gomer. It's a Pas Dalet, he says, is a Deif and Gomer. So already maybe then you know that does not need a Tzuris HaPesach. Then he brings, but the Rambam says that it does require a Tzuris HaPesach. It does require a Tzuris HaPesach, and the Rambam throws in, even Lefi the Rambam, if this would be a solid seven, then even the Rambam would concede that you don't need a tzuris ha-pesach. At Khan from the Rambam. So the Goyin, this is the Goyin that we talked about, or actually we keep referencing. The Goyin explains the Shittas Haram. And the Goyin explains, why does the Rambam hold that you still need a tzuris ha-pesach? After all, this is l'chayr d'ayfun gomor. You have four tefachim of pas, you have three tefachim of lovud. A doifin of seven tefachim. So this is a mamash of doifin gomor. Seven tefachim law. Why should you still need to have a tzuris ha-pesach? So the maimer muska parenthetically. Torah, if you would have asked me, I would have said, I need a tzuris ha-pesach over here because I need to connect these two walls with this wall. If I don't have a tzuris ha-pesach across over here, then my sukkah is not in one piece. So I just need to link up, in order to link up this wall with this, I need to have something over there, I need to have a tzuris ha-pesach. So after the other time, Shulchan Aruch asks this, he doesn't understand the whole discussion. Of course you need a tzuris ha-pesach over here, because otherwise my sukkah is not connected. I don't know. For some reason, the Ran does not think that that's, the Goyin rather, does not think that that's an issue. And the Ran, for that matter, not only the Goyin, the Ran doesn't think that's an issue, because the Ran says with Vayrish. That if this would be a solid wall of seven tefachim, then the Rambam would concede that you don't need anything further. So the Ran and the Goyim, they both assume that if you have a solid wall of seven tefachim, then less man the Pelig, neither the Ram, both according to the Rambam and according to the Ran, then you're fine. You don't need anything else. You don't need a wall to connect my two walls over here with my side wall and my left wall and my middle wall to my right wall. Maybe it's Italian, it's the kind of concept for us.
Is the Rambam talking about a case where it's a solid wall of seven, or is the Rambam a case where they're already connected? I thought the Rambam was saying that if you have three walls that are connected in like a U shape, then you don't need to.
No, he says seven problems. Put it this way, in the case that the Rambam and the Rambam are arguing about, So where's the right wall? It has to be far away. They said the right wall was over here. What are the Ran and the Rambam arguing about? Where you go? They go home for Tzusa Pesach. So obviously the Ran and the Rambam are talking about a case where the wall is far away. And on that the Ran says, the Feirish, that even though the Rambam requires Tzusa Pesach, so why is this? If you have sholish tvanis that are full walls that are connected, sholish tvanis shol shiva tvachim sounds like they're not connected. What? You should say kalecha because sholish tvanis shleimus. The guy's for sure says. I mean, the guy for sure says this. So the guy's explaining the Rambam why you need Tzuras Pesach. So the guy doesn't say, "Well, I need Tzuras Pesach to make the connection." Moreover, even the Ran himself, who's cholik on the Rambam, and who says that when you have a pasdal, you don't need a Tzuras Pesach. You don't need a Tzuras Pesach. Why don't you need a Tzuras Pesach to connect the walls? Right, the Ran says, no, since this is a Daifim Gomer, Padala is a Daifim Gomer, so you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. The Ran says, you do need a Tzuras HaPesach, but if you have Shleish and Tzvanish, so we can ask him the Ran himself, what do you mean you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach? How are you connecting the walls? So it seems that I don't need to connect the walls. That's the Chorv, both in the Ran and the Goy. Seems to be that I don't need to connect the walls.
I don't know enough about this, but I thought Rabbi mentioned the other day that by a Mavwe, there's Allah, that any Mavwe which is a Pulah, Sar Amos, we still view those two walls as the regular mubway, the Indian Hall Shabbos bird, whatever it is, carrying over there. So clearly we have some sort of tzira.
No, we on Shabbos, I know what I said earlier, but if you have two walls on Shabbos, that's not a Rosh Hashanah. I mean, there's one time I hold it is, but the halacha is not a Rosh Hashanah. You need to have a third wall.
But isn't there, but aren't those two walls connected to that third wall somehow?
No. If you have a mubway, I mean, you'd have a third wall.
I thought it was
not even
foolish.
So there is a time no hold. And if you have a loving foolish, then all you need is a lefty to be left.
Right.
See later on we'll see about, but pastures we don't pass enough.
Oh.
We pass for in a mobile needs three machises, and then you can have a then you don't want to be in the sack and we'll be. Okay, so that's like a side issue. Why don't the walls all have to be connected? I know, somehow the Ran takes for granted, the Goyim takes for granted. There's no din per se that the walls all have to be connected. If I would have three walls of Shiva Tvachim, two are connected, the other one's off on the side, that's fine. Look, I have Shayim Dareibun, I have a wall off on the side, and that's okay. That's good enough. The Shlishas doesn't have to be connected here.
Is it possible that if you say there's a need for a sphere between the walls, it might be a Rabuya on Mavui, just because the Mavui is just a din having a resistant Yachid, but it's going to have to be a Zira, and Zira all your walls.
Look, the fact is, the Ran, they're going, they all say the walls don't have to be connected. The emphasis is, it's not so terrible that the walls don't have to be connected. In the Stein, once I have Stein Dairevon, so for example, the Doifin Shlishi, when you have a real Sukkah Asu Yukim in Gam, and then you have your Doifin Shlishi. So Rab says, Yom Amibe Etzel HaPesach, and I've seen this with the Lobod, but other Tanoim hold that Keneged Rej Tor, Taishas holds Keneged Rej Tor is off in the corner somewhere. And is the Ramban holds that even we didn't talk about this Ramban that even that when Rab says Keneged Ayotze, there's a Ramban. The Ramban says that Keneged Ayotze doesn't mean what Rashi says that over here. He said the Ramban says no, Keneged Ayotze down here like a hay. What do you mean? My walls aren't connected. Not only the two have to be connected because I need Shtayim Dareibun, but the third wall doesn't have to be connected as long as it defines the shape. So Lo Yirchuk Leimer that the Ran was neither the Ran the Goy, that's not a problem. They have two walls Dareibun, the seven Tvachim. The third wall could be over here. I define the shape of my sukkah, and I don't need anything further. L'chara, that's implicit in this whole thing. The Arachayim Shulchan Aruch had a whole arichas about this, and he's bothered. Where's the connect? He talks about this right, and he makes the whole chesed mukach on the right that you don't need anything over here. If you have a seven wall, a solid seven walls, you don't need any thinking over here. He asks, I is not connected, but l'maisa, that's what it says in the. So the Goyin is explaining the Rambam. The Rambam holds that even though if I had a solid seven tochim, I would not need a Tzuris HaPesach. But when I have a Pas Dalet with Lovud, then I do need a Tzuris HaPesach. Says the Goyim, we talked about this in the past, that the Rambam Shita is that Lovud is not Mitzstarif for the Shtayim Kil Chosim. You can't use Lovud for the Shtayim Kil Chosim. And therefore, this David and Soi does not become the Shtayim Kil Chosim. And since it's not the Shtayim Kil Chosim, so therefore it still needs a Tzuris HaPesach. The Goyim is really basically explaining, why isn't this Kimin Gam? I have seven and seven with Lovud, so I have Shtayim Kimin Gam, Dar Reivon, I'm finished. So I have, and this is my Deif Mishlishi, so why do I need a Tzuris HaPesach? So it says the Goyim, no, this does not become Shtayim Kil Chosim, because Lovud is not Mistar for the Shtayim Kil Chosim. This is the Goyim that we began the whole discussion with, but here it is. Question is, that if that's the case, why do I need a Pas Dalet? This is not going to become like Shtayim Kil Choson, so why do I even need a Pas Dalet? Why can't I have a Tefes? So the Gemara says, because I don't have Shtayim to get there even, but so what? This is really grand part of that we covered already. So I just want to add one, what I want to add to is like this. How do we explain the Ran? The Ran holds that I do not need over here a Tzuris HaPesach. Because this is a Deif and Gomer. That's the Lashon Ran. This is a Deif and Gomer. If I require a Pas Dalet, it's a Deif and Gomer. It's a Deif and Gomer, you don't need a Tzuris HaPesach. So if we only add the Ran over here, I would have said, Pshat and the Ran, is that this is a Deif and Gomer, because 4 plus 3 is 7. So I have a Deif and a 7 Bokum, I have a Deif and a 7 Bokum. This is my Shtayim Dareva, this is my Shtayim Kil Chosun. And that's it. Now I have Shtayim Kil Chosun. So why shouldn't the Shtayim Kil Chosun don't need a Tzuris HaPesach? But we know that that's not the whole story. Because we have the other Ran, Tezai, where the Ran himself holds that you cannot use, the Ran also holds that you cannot use Lovud for the Shtayim Kil Chosun. And when Rav Ami said that a Pas Dalet is Machshir V'Sukkah, he says it's not talking about the Shtayim Kimin Gam. It's only talking about the Deif and Soi. So the Ran also has this notion that the Shtayim Kil Chosun has to be without Lovud. So what does he mean over here that this is the Deif and Gomer? Plus we have the Ran over there. Plus we have the Ran over there at the Zayin, who says that the reason why I need four, why not just make a Mechitza Shulkanim, is because I need a Shiraroi. The Mechitza has, the Stoikin has to have a Shiraroi. So I said Pshat in the Ran, I'm not changing this. I said Pshat in the Ran, is that the Ran had the Gish in the Gemara, and the Gemara is Mechal at Sukkah Suya Kimovi, and Sukkah Suya Kimin Gam, so the Gemara had our Gish in the Gemara. Hosun di Kishtayim Kil Chosun, Hochel Le Kishtayim Kil Chosun. So the Ran says, so apparently Kilchosin means Arevon. So we saw the Ran says Kilchosin is Tati Mashma. Kilchosin has two meanings. It has the meaning that it had in the sugya at the beginning. Shtayim Fan is Kashiyah Meshach Sukkah. But it has another meaning, Shtayim Kilchosin, the Arevon. And the Ran says Tati Mashma. So I said, we had a whole shiur about this. We had Sunday. That the Ran, there's two Shtayim Kilchosins. There's the Shtayim Kilchosin, Kashiyah Meshach Sukkah. And that is a shiur of Seven Tachim. And then there's the Shtayim Kilchosin, the Arevon. And that doesn't have a shear of 7 tvachim, that has a shear of 4 tvachim, because the minimum daifin, the minimum mechitzah is a shear roi, is 4 tvachim. But for both of those, you can't use lovah, because lovah is not mistar to the shear. That was my, lovah is never mistar to the shear of the, in the chetz of the sukkah. So the mela, the two side mechitzahs have to be salad, because those are my shtayim, kil chosim, kishir, meshach sukkah. The middle daifin is my shtayim dairevon, so it has to be 4 tvachim, because that's a shear roi. And that's the whole business. So what the Ran is then saying is that since this middle mechitza is a doif and gomor, since it requires a pas dalet, he says it's a doif. That's what it's a doif and gomor. He doesn't mean that it's my shtayim kol chosim kishir meshach sukkah, but he means that it's a doif and gomor. It is one of the shtayim kol chosim. It's not the shtayim. We have three mechitzas that make up my shtayim kol chosim because I divide up my shtayim kol chosim. But nonetheless, says the Ran, this middle mechitza is from the Shtayim Kil Choson in the halacha of Shtayim Kil Choson the Arevon in that sense of the Tarte Mashma, and therefore it is still called the Doif and Gomor, and if it's a Doif and Gomor it does not need a Tzuris HaPesach. So I was just thinking that maybe if that's the case it allows them, there's a Mokum Loimar. Maybe the Rambam fundamentally agrees to that, to the basic lumps. And that's why you need a pasdalim. But the Rambam holds, the difference between the Rambam and the Rambam is that the Rambam looks at the glass as half full, and the Rambam looks at the glass as half empty. The Rambam says, this is a different gomer, because it's from my shlaim to kill chosim da'ariba. So it doesn't need a tzur sepesach. And the Rambam says, this is not a doikun gomer, because it's not from the shtayim kil chosim kishir meshach sukkah. So it should need a tzuras pesach. In other words, I'm suggesting that ben la Rambam, ben la Ran, this middle mechitzah, this doikun I'm sorry, it's not from the shtayim kil chosim kishir meshach sukkah. For that pasal would not be enough. But it is from the shtayim kil chosim da'ariba. Now, what divides them is, okay, is that called the Daifun Gomer? Is not called the Daifun Gomer? The Ran says, that's a Daifun Gomer, because it gets to be from the Shtayim Kil Chosim. If it's from the Shtayim Kil Chosim, again, Tate Mashma. But in one sense, it is from the Shtayim Kil Chosim. If it is from the Shtayim Kil Chosim, it's a Daifun Gomer. So why should it need a Tzuras HaPesach? And the Rambam says, yeah, but it's not totally from the Shtayim Kil Chosim. It's from the Shtayim Kil Chosim Narebon, but it's not from the Shtayim Kil Chosim Kishir Meshach Sukkah. So it's not a Daifun Gomer. And therefore, as the Goyim says, it still needs a source of Pesach, because it's not a Doifun Gomer. That's step one. And then I could add maybe step two, go a step further, and we could say that maybe it's totally in the Gersus HaGemara. Because there's two Gersus in the Gemara. When the Gemara says that a Sukkah Suyukim Ovoi is inferior, it's not a Rebun, so the Gersus that we have in the Gemara, the Gersus that the Ran has in the Gemara, is that the Gemara says that in the Sukkah Kim and Gam, it is Shtayim Kil Chosom. And the Sukkah Suyukimova is Lekha Shtayim Kil Chosom. The Ran says Kil Chosom here means Areva. Kil Chosom Dareva. Kil Chosom also has the sense of Areva. The Rosh and the Rib, they had a much more explicit Girsu. They said, Hocha Lekha Shtayim Dareva. By the Chosom, Lekha Shtayim Dareva. Hocha Lekha Shtayim Dareva. Without the word Kil Chosom. Because the Girsu of the Ran, which is the Girsu of Agamara, is that the Gemara calls it Kil Chosom. And Kil Chosom has the additional meaning of Arevon. The Gish of the Rosh and the Rif, or the Rif and the Rosh, is just Arevon. That this Sukkah Suyukimovi is inferior because it lacks an Arevon. It doesn't have Shtayim d'Arevon. Without the word Kil Chosom. So, in a way, it's just a matter of semantics. What's the difference if I say it's not Arevon, or if I say it's not Kil Chosom, and Kil Chosom means Arevon? I think it's actually a very big difference. Because if we go as Kil Chosom, and we're saying that Kil Chosom is Tarte Mashman, Kil Chosom also has the sense of Arevon, that means that Arevon is the Halacha Moshe Mishima. It's part of the Hilchasa. And we have a Hilchasa, which we learn as Pesukas, 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 we have a Hilchasa, that we Nishtayim Kil Chosom and Shtishas Afilu Tefach. That's the Din Deraisa for sure. That's the basic Hilchasa. That's the Kil Chosom. Kil Chosom means the Halacha Moshe Mishima. If Kil Chosom means Arevon, if you go to the Gemara Kil Chosom, Gemara clearly means Arevon. If you go to the Gemara Kil Chosom, then you have to say that Arevon is part of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinei. It's a Din De'Araisa in no ways less important than the Din of Shtayim Kil Chosom Kishir Meshach Sukkah. On the other hand, if you go as like the Rif and the Rosh, that here you don't have Shtayim D'Arevon without the word Kil Chosom, then it could be that this is not part of the Din Deraisa of Shtayim Kil Chosom. This is maybe it's only Drabonim. It's a Maila. Mechitzas that are Arevon have a Maila. They're Mechitzas Tovus. And Mechitzas that are not Arevon, they're not so strong, so they're less. But it's not in the order of the Shtayim. Notice when I have this division of function, these are my Shtayim Kil Chosom Kishir Meshach Sukkah. But these are my Shtayim D'Arevon, which one of those is more important? The Shtayim Kil Chosom is more important. That's Halacha Moshe Misina. That's called Kil Chosom. Arevon, that's a Psamayla. You know, I don't have these two side mechitzas. They're not Arevon, so they have a Psachisor. I need to make up. So I'll give you Shtayim. I'll give you a different Shtayim d'Arevon. That'll make up for the fact. I'll make my I'll make this type in Arevon to make up for the fact that this is my main mechitzas are not Arevon. And then it's in Rosh and Mufurish like this, because the Rosh, when he explains the Rambam. Rosh also talks about this child about Tzuras HaPesach. And he's explaining to Shitas Rabbah, why do you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach? So the Rosh says, The Rosh says, let's see the Rosh inside. Take a look at the Rosh inside. Why, it's just not humorous. Very interesting. Rosh on the Rosh. Stand as him involved. Be ashamed. No, stop from putting it. From a sukkah to yikimavi. In my Gemara, in the Israel Hadi Gemara, it's the fifth line, the second word. The sukkah to yikimavi, having a stabber le meimar, kevin shit sorach, bedoif and shlishi, pas dalu mashu, the yesh mehech shu sukkah, shatam amide, bepochus, mishloish shu samach, bedoif. Since the doif and emsoi is a pas dalu, which is really seven tefachim with the lovud, because you maimed it with the lovud. So ain't sorach suris a pesach, so you don't need anything more. You have seven tefachim, you don't need the suris a pesach. That's like the Ram. The Yeshu Postlukak. The Yeshu Imrim. This is the Rambam. That me deka omer ha gemora maishno hoshim desagile betepach seichik. U maishno hocha. That you need a pas dalet. U mishani gemora. The gemora answers. Hoshim dika shtei tfanis da revon sagi betepach seichik. But here we don't have shtei tfanis da revon. You need to have a pas dalet. Alma. Yeshu in hatikun b'mechitzos gruois de loya revon. Mashvi oison. I think it should be Kim Mechitzes Toivois Lehatir Betikun Lehatir Betikun Garua Bishkulum Heim Lenin Tzuris HaPesach. The Rosh says that the Lashon Gemara is Mashma, that the Gemara is comparing two cases. The Gemara is saying when you have Shtayim Darveivon, so all you need is a Tepach, Tepach Saishu. And when you have a Sukkah so you can Mavoi, then you need to have a Pas Dalet. The Moshe is Maishna. So the Moshe answered, here, in the case of the Kim and Gam, you have Shtayim Darevon. So all you need is a Tefach. And the Sukkah Seikim Ovoi, you don't have Shtayim Darevon. So therefore you need to have a Pas Dalet. So the Rosh says, it's Mashma the Gemara, that in the case of Shtayim Kim and Gam, where I have Mechitzos Toivos, because they are Revon, so the Tikkun, it could be a Tikkun Garua. But in the case of the Sukkah Seikim Ovoi, where I have Mechitzos Gruos, because they're not a Revon, so I need a bigger Tikkun, and that's why I need a Pas Dalet. But that ultimately, Mechitzas Toivois with a Tikkun Ktsas is equivalent to Mechitzas Geruois with a Tikkun Godel. And therefore, in the calculus. And therefore, since by Mechitzas Toivois with a Tikkun Garua, I still need a Tzuris HaPesach. So who I didn't want to have Mechitzas Geruois with a Tikkun Godel, I still need a Tzuris HaPesach. And he says, that's the Das HaRambam, Bechein Roi Lehoir. Even though it's sorry, it's a little difficult, but Shichem Anu Leila Chakov, that's what the Rif holds, and that's what the Rambam holds, and so that's what my Sally Rosh passes. So the Feirish and Rosh, that at the end of the day, the main, it's clear in the Lashon of the Rosh, that even by Yisukah Asuya Kemobui, the two main Mechitzas are my side Mechitzas. The middle Mechitza is just called a Tikkun, because the Deutsch and Shlishi, that's called a Tikkun. It's a Tikkun in the Shtei Tfanis, the main Shtei Tfanis. There's the Shayim Kilchosan, that's my main Tfanis, and then there's the Deutsch and Shlishi, that's a Tikkun in the main Tfanis. The difference between a Sukkah Suyikim and Gam and a Sukkah Suyikim Ovoi is that in a Sukkah Suyikim Gam, my main Mechitzes are Toivois. So my Tikkun doesn't have to be so much. In the case of a Sukkah Suyikim Ovoi, my main Mechitzes are Gruos. So my Tikkun has to compensate. That's what it says in Rosh. It's a strange kind of calculus. But it's Feirish in Rosh that even in the case of a Sukkah Suyikim Ovoi, what are my main Mechitzes? The Mechitzes on the side. The middle Doifin Amsoi is only a Tikkun in the Mechitzes on the side. I think it's close in the fact that he wasn't Goyis Kilchosim. But if he would be Goyis in the Gemara, that here there's no state finance Kilchosim, like the Ram was Goyis. So then what makes my two Mechitzes on the side more important than my middle Doifin? My two Mechitzes on the side, they're not Kilchosim. If you're Goyis in the Ram, Lekha Shtayim, by the case of Sukkah Suyukamovu, Agrius in the Gemara, with this Lekha Shtayim Kilchosim, that means that these two side Mechitzes are lacking some element of the Kilchosim. It's not a Raven, and if Kilchosin is Tarte Mashma, Kilchosin includes the idea of a Raven. My two side Mechitzes aren't a Raven. So where am I getting my Raven from? The middle Mechitzes supplying the Raven. Well, if the middle Mechitzes is supplying the Raven, and the Raven is part of the Kilchosin, because Tarte Mashma, so by what right do you call the side Mechitzes the main Mechitzes, and the middle Mechitzes the Tikkun? Well, everybody's equal over here. My side Mechitzes, they're not kilchosim fully because they're not arevim. My middle machitzah is not kilchosim completely because it's not yeshiyah meshach sukkah. So my gulmi high me high. That's what I said in Iran. That these all of these machitzas, I have two different stein kilchosims, but there's no this is stein kilchosim, this is stein kilchosim. It's all part of the stein kilchosim, except my stein kilchosim bifurcates because there's tate mashma. The Rosh had the gist. It's clear in the Rosh he had the gist of the arevim. So he's learning arevim is not part of the hilchosah. Maybe it's only darbon even. It makes it machitzas gruis. When my shtai and kilchosan are not a raven, so they're still the shtai and kilchosan. But they have a chisorin if they're not a raven, so their machitza is gruis. Because their machitza is gruis, my machitza, my third machitza, it's still my third machitza. It's still the machitza that's not the main act. It's the doifin shlishi. But it needs to have a bigger tikkun, I need to inject a mile in it, because I have to make up for the fact that my main machitzas are gruis. Could be the Rosh agrees to the Lumbus that what I'm basically doing is, since my side machitzas are not a rebon, I need my middle machitzas to be a rebon. The Rosh might agree to that. When I said in the Ran that my side machitzas is not a rebon, so I need the middle machitzas to be a rebon, and that's why I need a pasdalid, because it has to have a Shem Doifin in order that I should have state finance to be a rebon, the Rosh could accept all of that. That's the Lumbus of pasdalid. I think it's a very compelling Lumbus and pasdalid. The difference between the Ran and the Rosh is that the Ran would say that since my side machitzas are not arevon, so they're not fully kilchosim, and I'm getting the arevon out of my middle machitzas, so it's a player in the kilchosim. So if my middle machitzas is a player in the kilchosim, then my side machitzas are not more important than my middle machitzas. These are all machitzas kilchosim. They're all part of the hilchos. They're all part of the halacha mishum sinai. They're all part of the shtayim. So these are all tfanis gmuris. The Rosh holds that Arevon is a lesser halacha. Maybe it's in the Rabbanon. It's not from the Kilchosim. So even if the Rosh will basically learn the Gemara, al derech d'Ran, that since my side mechitzah is not Arevon, I need my middle mechitzah to be Arevon. But in the Rosh's world, what that means is, when my main mechitzahs are Arevon, my doifin shlishi, my tikkun, does not have to be Arevon. But when my main mechitzahs are not Arevon, I have to compensate for that by making my doifin shlishi Arevon. But it's still a doifin shlishi. It's not the shtayim kilchosim. It's still the third. But it's still the third wheel. It's the tikkun in the shtayim kilchosim. When the shtayim kilchosim have the mile of arevon, the doifin shlishi doesn't have to have the mile of arevon. When the shtayim kilchosim are not arevon, then the doifin shlishi has to get the mile of arevon. But the doifin shlishi to get the mile of arevon, it has to grow up into a doifin, so it could be arevon. So maybe I have to have a pass. Down. And maybe these are the rabbanit kalachos because it's not part of the kilchosim. And even if somehow it is a derech, it sounds like the rabbanit kalachos. My mechitzas are ruoy, so my tikkun has to be better. When my mechitzas are tovoy, my tikkun doesn't have to be so much. This rings of a rabbanit calculation. Kach, even if somehow it's deraisa, but it's a different perspective than the Ran. So that's what I want to say, that maybe that's in the kudus and machlokes between the Ran and the Rambam. The Ran held that this is because he had the gifts of the Gemara kilchoson. So we held that since my side mechitzas are not arevon, and the arevon is being supplied by the middle mechitza, then my middle mechitza becomes from the shtayim. And the shtayim don't need the tzuras of Pesach. The Rambam agrees that my side mechitza is not arevon, therefore my middle mechitza has to be arevon. But the Rambam holds like the Rosh, that my side kilchosan are still the side mechitzas. Because arevon is not part of the kilchosan. The Gemara never called it kilchosan. So my shayim kilchosan and my side machitzas. Just since my side machitzas aren't a rebon, so my doifin shlishi has to provide their rebon. But it's still a doifin shlishi. It's still the shlishis. That's why it doesn't have to be a full-fledged machitza. It's still a shlishis. It's just my shlishis has to become a rebon to make up for the fact that my shayim kilchosan are not a rebon. Well, if it's a doifin shlishi, doifin shlishi needs to have it through a sepes. One more nekuda I want to point out in the Rambam. Very interesting nekuda. I read you the Rambam. Maybe it's hashlama to this. Rambam's very valid. I read you the Rambam. Sukkah, this is the Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. Sukkah she'en lo sholish tfanis psulah. Hoy lo shtei tfanis gemuris. Zu betzad zu kimin gam. Oysa doifin she'esh baruch vay yeser al tefach. Umamidoi bepochis migimol somach le'echod mishtei ha tfanis. That's like cool. Like you've seen my tefach sechik. V'dayot. That's enough. V'tzorech lasik l'tzuris ha-pesach. Meshe'em l'sholosh tanis gemurus. Like the Rishon Bachzor Rav. Then halacha gimel. Hayu l'shtei tefanis zu k'neged zu u'b'neim mefulush. It's like a model. Hayu se doifin she'esh baruch vay arbo tfokim u'mashu. U'mamidei v'pochis migimol somach la'achas m'shtei ha-tefanis. U'k'sheva. Tzorech lasik l'tzuris ha-pesach. That's the Rambam. Like the Rif, that you need only the Tzuris HaPesach. If Tzorah class the Tzuris HaPesach, it's going on Tzuris HaYikimovitu. So what's the deal? There's a deal here in the Rambam. Strange thing in the Rambam.
Why does Rambam say the Ksher and then say Tzorah class the Tzuris HaPesach?
Both halachas. By Tzuris HaSuyah Kikimim Gam, the Maisa, what do we need? So we need three things. You need Tefach, Tzorah, and Tzuris HaPesach. So if I was writing the Rambam, I'll tell you. Tzuris HaSuyah HaSuyah Gam. So you have to have a Doifin Shlishi, it's a Tefach, Tzorah. And you mamida bepachas migimul, and oisul l'tzuris ha-pesach. V'dayah. Ram puts the dayah first. You have a tefach seichet, and mamida bepachas migimul, v'dayah, and then you're good to go. V'tzorah pasach l'tzuris ha-pesach. So then I'm not good to go. I need to make a tzuris ha-pesach. And the same thing repeats itself by sukkah suyukamovi. Ram says sukkah suyukamovi. You have a pas dalud with lovud ukshera, and then you're fine. Tzorah pasach l'tzuris ha-pesach. What do you mean tzorah pasach l'tzuris ha-pesach? So then you're not, so then it's not kshera yet until you make it, so it's a pesach. There's another thing in the Rambam also that looks that strange. I mean, that's, what does it mean? Tzorech lasis lo tzuris ha-pesach. What's the law? What's the antecedent of law? Sukkah she'en lo sholish tvanish, so hoyo l'shtei tvanish, eisad doipin she'esh baruch roi yes, al tefach, umamidei bepochis migimol somach le'echad mishtei ha-tefanis. Doifin is zoch, and doifin really could be zoch or anything. But the Rambam, doifin is zoch. So the Rambam says, oisa doifin sheyesh baruch yes, al tefach, umamidei bepochis misholosh somach le'echad mishtei ha-tefanis. V'daya. V'daya means either it's not for him, it's not for the doifin. The Torah last is law of tzuris ha-pesach. So what's the law? What? The sukkah. The law is the sukkah. It's Meduik and Rambam. The Tzuris HaPesach over here is not the Misak and the Doifin. The Doifin is Vidaya. Or it passed out of the Mashu with the flow. It's the Misak and the sukkah. And the Rambam says, B'tzorech las is lo Tzuris HaPesach neshe'en lo sholish tfanais gemurz. That deep, that you also deep. Ram should have said, you have to make a Tzuris HaPesach because this Doifin Shlishi is not long enough. That's what he says. He says, Tzorech Las is lo Tzuris HaPesach because the Sukkah needs a Tzuris HaPesach because this Sukkah doesn't have Sholish Tfanis Gmuris. What do you mean the Sukkah doesn't have Sholish Tfanis Gmuris? I found out that the Sukkah doesn't have Sholish Tfanis Gmuris is that this third Doifin is lacking something in the Doifin. Right? Like Ram wouldn't have said, you have to have a Lovud, you need a Tefach Seichik because the Sukkah doesn't have Sholish Tfanis Gmuris. The doifin needs to be a tefach seichik to be a doifin. So you can Rambam, the Rambam held that mitzad the doifin shlishi, it's enough to have a tefach seichik. Because that's the halacha, the doifin shlishi, the Torah said, halacha, shlishi safilu tefach, so Shum Lang is meisif, but the tefach itself has to be a tefach seichik, whatever exactly the lumbus is. As in the marach, but our component, whatever the lumbus. You need to have a tefach, the tefach itself needs to be a tefach seichik. Again, whatever it has been. And that's it, that's the hilchus, so that's what the doifin needs. But since this Sukkah L'maisa doesn't have Sholish Tfanis Gmura, it doesn't have to, that's not lawful, you only need Shlishi Tafilu Tefach. But L'maisa, it's a Sukkah without Sholish Tfanis Gmura. It's a Sukkah Gua. So the Sukkah, you have to have an extra tikkun, the Sukkah needs to have a Tzuris HaPesach. It's almost for sure that this is in Drabon. That's the way the Rambam describes it. And it's almost certainly in Drabon. The Doifin Shlishi is Dayer. So what do I need more? The Doifin Shlishi is Dayer. Tefach seichik v'dayah. So I satisfy the I have two mechitzas shleimus. I have a doifin shlishi v'dayah, and it's good. V'tzorech las l'tzuras ha-pesach. For the sukkah needs l'tzuras ha-pesach. V'she'en l'shol ish fa'mis mors. That's for sure. I can't imagine that's anything more than the rabbanon. And even more by sukkah so you come over, the lashon is like that. By sukkah so you come over, you make a pas dalid with pachas migimel u'ksheira. What do you mean ksheira? Not ksheira. The sukkah's ksheira. Be'et me'ikir adin the sukkah's ksheira because I have a pas dalid with the gimel and now I have my shtayim kilchosan and my shtayim darevon and I have darevon. I have shtayim kilchosan and I have shtayim darevon k'omor. But at the end of the day, it's a sukkah grua. Because it's a sukkah that doesn't have shalosh mechitzas gemuras, and presumably midrabbanim, a sukkah grua that doesn't have shalosh tfanis gemuras, the rabbanim said that it has to have a tzuras hapesach. Ad kidei kach, that Rav Avraham Nahar says in this Rambam that the tzuras hapesach over here. Where do you put the tzuras hapesach?
Fourth.
Is it in the fourth wall? Fourth wall. And clearly, it's not coming from the second and third wall. The wall is fine, b'dayev. And I have shalosh mechitzas, but because it's a sukkah grua that doesn't have shalosh mechitzas, shleima gemuras, it has only lumdish shalosh mechitzas, it has a shlishis tefach kind of mechitza, so the mechitza, the fourth mechitza now, needs to have an extra tikkun. Again, almost for sure it's a din d'rabbanan. I mean, for sure it's a din d'rabbanan. Because this is not a chsnadas, so the sukkah now has to have a tikkun of a tzuras ha-pesach. That's the case. So then, for sure, of course, over here the rabbis need to have a tzuras ha-pesach. In the case of sukkah siyah, where you have a pasdalid, I mean, for sure, we know the rabbis hold it. We don't have to guess. We know what the rabbis said. We need a tzuras ha-pesach. But the rabbis shitoso has to have a tzuras. For sure, it's going to require a tzuras ha-pesach. Because even after all the lumbus that we said, at the end of the day, does this sukkah siyah kimingam, does it have sholosh mechitzas gemuras? I don't know. I mean, again, within the world of the lumbus, unless there's some other lumbus that, you know, Tosfos would say you do have shalosh mechitzas gemuras, because Tosfos holds you could use love with shtayim kilchosan. So Tosfos would say if this is shtayim kilchosan kimin gam, because I can use love with my shtayim kilchosan. Right, so that we know the Ram doesn't hold. The Ram, they all hold you can't use love with my shtayim kilchosan. So these two mechitzas, does this mechitza have shalosh mechitzas gemuras? At best, it has two sets of two. It has two mechitzas that are kilchoson in the sense of kashir meshach sukkah, and it has two defines that are kilchoson in the sense of being arevon. But it for sure doesn't have three mechitzas that are kilchoson. That there's no way to get out of here. So if this sukkah doesn't have sholosh mechitzas gemur is kilchoson, so then tzara tzorach lasel tzuras ha-pesach. Over here, by the point of Ramana, maybe it's over there, wherever it is, but it's not. A mechitza. The Ran is coming from. Maybe this is Bashlama. The Ran is coming from the tzuras ha-pesach over here is to be misaken the doifin, because the doifin shlishi needs to have a tzuras ha-pesach. So the Ran says this is not a doifin shlishi. Since I make a pas dalet over here, it's my shtayim darevon. My shtayim darevon are part of my shtayim kilchosan. Yeah, they're not the whole shtayim kilchosan. I need the other shtayim kilchosan too, because there's two shtayim kilchosans. But at the end of the day, this is a shtayim kilchosan. A doifin that's part of the shtayim kilchosan doesn't need a tzuras ha-pesach. The Rambam is coming from a different place. The Rambam holds you need sholosh mechitzas kilchosan in order to get out of a tzuras ha-pesach. There is no way over here that I have sholosh mechitzas kilchosan. I have two kilchosan and another two kilchosan, but I don't have sholosh kilchosan. Now the Rambam shitosoi holds on both counts. So there's two reasons why the Rambam holds two chesbonos. First of all, just from the chesbon of the Rosh, but I think the way the Rosh we have the Rosh's explanation why you need over here a tzuras ha-pesach. Because this doifin shlishi is not from, because you have the girsa d'arev, you didn't have the girsa kilchosim. So we held that even though the doifin shlishi is the one that's arev, but arev is not from the kilchosim, arev is a lesser din. So at the end of the day, my shtayim kilchosim are the side mechitzas, this is my tikkun, my third mechitza, so on that account it needs a tzuras ha-pesach. The Rambam himself, I think, is another reason why, even if we would go with the Rambam, with the Ran's girsa, that the arev is part of the kilchosim. And this middle wall is not less important than my two side walls. If my two side walls are my shtayim kilchosan and one kind of kilchosan, and my middle wall is part of my kilchosan and the other kind of kilchosan, even if we go at that gears in the Gemara, and then the middle wall is just as important as the side walls, the Rambam would still say you need a tzuras ha-pesach, because at the end of the day, I have two sets of shtayim kilchosan, but I don't have three kilchosan. And the Rambam sheet is, if you don't have three kilchosan, then the tzuka needs to have a tzuras ha-pesach.
So, even to the
That's why the Rambam also is seven bachim on the pas. Instead of the pas, arba.
Oh, so if I have seven, then I have three kilchosim.
So you don't need
that's the Rambam. That's what the Rambam says. But if you have seven, then I have three mechitzes kilchosim. This is the mechitzes kilchosim. Here's the mechitzes kilchosim. Here's the mechitzes kilchosim. And then already. So that will say that you don't need touching. You don't need touching. You need shtayim left there anyway. Two have to be touched. You don't need to be touching. Again, you got to try and understand it, but within this, you could say the Ran's understanding of the Ram is wrong, and even if you have solid shiva tochim, but if they're not touching, it's not called sholosh mechitzos. Okay, fine. But that is possible. The Rambam might happen to hold that if you don't have three walls that are all touching, it's also not called Sholosh Tfanis Gemuris. That's not the way the Rambam understood the Rambam. I don't need to go so far. Okay, fine.